so much of the year here." She looked up. "What sort of art do you do?" "I make whirligigs." The words had come out without his permission. He wanted them back, then decided they were safe with her. "Really? How unusual. And how wonderful." She studied him, grinning, her green eyes bright. "Perhaps you'll become their Arcangelo Corelli." He smiled in return and sat on the sand. They talked for an hour, watching the gulls drop shells onto the rocks to crack them, then went their separate ways. By the time Brent returned, his pack was as full as Santa Claus's sack. He laid his finds on the table and circled it. Ideas for whirligigs streamed through his mind like clouds, in constant metamorphosis. He scrutinized, weighed, and considered his ingredients while the sun dipped behind the trees. The mosquitoes emerged. He kept them at bay with a fire, then boiled water in his pot and dumped in half a bag of noodles. He poured off the water once they were done, sliced slivers of cheese on top with his knife, and felt himself a true French chef.
In that last paragraph, we read that Brent's ideas for whirligigs are in constant metamorphosis. Okay, I know that a metamorphosis is a transformation, a change from one thing into something else, like a caterpillar changing into a butterfly. I suppose that the writer means that Brent's ideas for his whirligigs are constantly changing. But I think the word metamorphosis also applies to what's happening to Brent on this journey. He has said many times that his old self died in the crash, and I believe that his experiences on this trip are helping him to become a new person. Let's start up again with the last paragraph on page 123, where it says, "When the sky overhead became black."
When the sky overhead became black, he left the woods in search of the stars. The main camping area flickered with fires. Two children were playing badminton by lantern light. Brent walked to the cove. He turned his head up and smiled, as if stepping into a party. The faces there were familiar. He'd missed them. The past